Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sacred Divergence Radio, with your hostess Reverend Elizabeth on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Listen in every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, and join us in the chat room as we discuss music, magic, spirituality, and more.
And good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's episode of Sacred Divergence Radio, episode 72. On the goddess Isis, compassion, and magic. My name is Reverend Elizabeth Hamilton, and I am also known as Lady Elizabeth. I'll be taking you on an adventure tonight. Isis, magic. So, what I mention is that Isis's name has been hijacked by American media and also by overseas media as being the acronym for the Islamic State of Iraq and al-Sharia, and they are appropriately ISIS.
Create the time with every move and line. Jackal guard against the moon, and the game will be over soon. Can you hear the earth sighing as he turns towards the sky? The time of Ra is ending, and the sun begins to die. Her in the night, can you feel it changing? Sky and earth, they are as one. Daughter and son, sister, lover, goddess, queen, mother to every living being. Your light creates a shadow as you show your face unveiled. Your brother said betrays you. There's a coffin on the Nile. Can you feel it changing? Can you see her in the night? Can you feel it change? to the wind, to all parts of the land. Scattered widely, she will find and form a lover from her hands. The sky, her tears of gladness, fall to the fertile ground and set lost in his madness. To the desert he is bound. Can you feel it changing? Can you see her in the night? Can you feel it changing?
That was Isis Unveiled by Darbar. I'm going to try calling in on my cell phone and see if that makes everything better. So just give me a moment and we will continue.
I grew up seeing things a little differently, appearing, disappearing, hardly innocent, nor tied down to the ground. I learned to roll and tumble with the punches, glory in my stripes and spots, walk by invisible and never make a sound. But heavy is the crown that's always hidden, tender is the heart you never see. Hard and fast shines the grin that we flash, but there's a vulnerable stripe or two on me. Maybe any place outside of Wonderland is not for me, my friend. If I leave my grin behind, remind me that we're all mad here, and it's okay. Sun up, sun down, the shadows hide me down in Wonderland, Wonderland. Nobody knows the way, but if you find it in your dreams, you can find it at your day job, somewhere south of hell. Take the path to left or right with just your gut to guide you. The story is not for anyone else to tell. Comes down in riddles that are safe enough to share. That's how it is in songs you see, and stripes always looked good on me, whether or not I'm really there. Heavy is the burden of the wise ones when no one understands a word they say. The Jabberwock never bothered anyone, but nobody believes him to this day. Hey, and why should if I leave my grin behind, remind me that we're all mad here, and it's okay. Sun up, sun down, the shadows find me out in Wonderland, Wonderland. Nobody knows the way, but if you find it in your dreams, you can find it at your day job, somewhere south of hell. Take the path to left or right with just your gut to guide you. The story is not for anyone else to tell.
Stripes on.
the spots you see. Was it hard for diamonds, baby, brought you here to me? Darling, you know better than to trust a pack of cards. What have we left? The world is never as mad as it could be. Never as mad as it could be. If I leave my grin behind, remind me that we're all mad here, and it's okay. If I leave my grin behind, remind me that we're all mad here, and it's okay. If I leave my grin behind, remind me that we're all mad here, and it's okay.
We'll be right back. your prayers, work your rites, burn your little candle day and night. You can shimmy till dawn to the pounding drums, but you best be ready when the horn one comes, yeah. Sound of a hunting horn, you dance a ring in the gathering storm. If the solstice time gets your panties in a wad, just the coming of the horn god. He will call you out, make you sweat, give you a blessing that you'll never forget. So revel in the chase and let your heartbeat run. Blessed are the children of the horned one. Blessed are the children of the horned one. Hey, hunter who tracks outside of time, guardian lord of ancient rhyme, brother stag in the musky glen, consort of the goddess in the woodland den. We call you forth as we make our way, walking in your power every day. Guide us through in our hunt this night, maybe even later in the great rite. He will call you out, make you sweat, give you a blessing that you'll never forget. So revel in the chase and let your heartbeat run. Blessed are the children of the horned one.
Blessed are the children of the horned one.
Yeah. Leap to the sound of a hunting horn. If you dance a ring in the gathering storm. So revel in the chase and let your heartbeat run. When the horn one comes, he's gonna call you out, make you sweat, give you a blessing that you'll never forget. Revel in the chase and let your heartbeat run. Blessed are the children of the horned one. Blessed are the children of the horned one. Blessed are the children of the horned one.
Pooh, honey, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, Apu? Please let me know in the chat room if you can hear me. Okay, good. All right, then I won't use my headset anymore. I will use just the phone. All right, so I was talking about magic, and when we talk about magic, it is imposing our will upon the universe, and it can be very powerful. It can also be very subtle. And one of the questions that Apu asked me earlier was, Lady Liz, what would you do if someone came up to you and asked you for a reading, and they wanted you to do a spell for them? What would you do? And I told him that it would depend on the spell, first of all. And if the spell did not harm anyone and it was to the highest good of that person, then yes, I would do the spell for them. And if they wanted me to do a reading for them and I did not know them, I would charge them a reasonable fee for the reading, probably about $15. I would give them a reading. I don't work with tarot cards, I don't work with runes, I don't work with anything else. I just do it intuitively, and I speak to spirit directly. I am an oracle. Although, albeit not a very practiced oracle, but an oracle nonetheless. And you know what they say, practice makes perfect. so then he asked me, Lady Liz, what would you do if you had a dream about a person and they were being attacked or killed or harmed in some way? Do you think that it would be your duty to tell them, since you would know the difference between a prophetic and a symbolic dream? And I told him, well, of course I would, because it is my duty as a witch to warn people if they're going to be in danger. But it is also to be known that we cannot escape our fate. And our fate was put before us long before we incarnated. We had a karmic contract, and this contract laid out everything that would happen to us in this life. And it is up to us to decide. It is often up to us to decide if the lesson will be learned or not. So if the person is trying to escape from life through suicide, for example, they will not succeed because it will just be brought back in the next life and in the next one and the next one until they get the message and until they have learned the lesson. This is what we are taught as Corellians. As for if it could be avoided, well, that depends. I think it depends on the person and the situation and if it was their time. If it is their time to go, they will go, no matter the means. It is just a matter of time. Everything, the only constant in this life is change. And the only constant in this life is time. Time is forever. And we are not forever. We are mere mortals. We are only here for a short time. And now Apu asks, maybe if we are witches, we are also prophets. And I think this could be true because there have been prophecies made and fulfilled by Reverend Donald Lewis at Lustrations. He spoke one time about a great divide that would rend the tradition apart. And there was indeed a great war, a great witch war that rent the spirit of the tradition in two. And the greater half is what is now called the Karelian Nativist tradition of Wicca, or the Karelian Nativist Church. So, yes, I do believe that we can also be prophets as witches. And so, let me, I'm not sure what else to talk about. We covered Isis. Let me read to you some of the names of Isis, actually. Let me find them. Apu had given them to me just a few days ago. Let me see here. Let me search. 400, I think it was 58. Here we go, 458. Titles of Isis. Isis, Lady of Life. Isis, Lady of Magic. Isis, Lady of Fate. Isis, Mother of Civilization. Isis, Great Mother of Magic Spells. Isis, the Great Mother. Isis, the Great Mother of All. Isis, Goddess of Love. Isis, Mistress of Nature. Isis of Egypt. Isis of the Delta. Isis, Lady of Alexandria. Isis, Lady of Heliopolis. Isis, Lady of the Growing Things. Oh, come on. Why is this not letting me? Okay, here we go. Isis of Green, Lady of Green Things. Isis, Lady of Regeneration. Isis, Lady of Spirit. Isis, Mistress of the Law. Isis, Lady of the Winds. Isis, Lady of the East Wind. Isis, Giver of Dreams. Isis, Lady of Moisture. Isis, Lady of the Green Tuft. Isis, Mistress of Secrets. Isis, Mistress of Initiation. Isis, Lady of the Green Fields. Isis, Mistress of Nature. Isis, Mistress of the Cycles of Nature. Isis, Dispeller of Storms. Isis, Great Protectress. Isis, Great Savioress. Isis, Generatrix. Isis, Creatrix. Isis, Lady of the Sea. Isis, Mistress of the Sea. Isis, Star of the Sea. Isis, Mistress of Ships. And all of these are preceded by Isis, except for She Who Rules the Moon. So I'm just going to say the titles without Isis in front of them, because it's getting to be a little much. Lady of Heaven, Lady of Fair Harbors, Mistress of Ships, Lady of Sirius, Soul of Sirius, Lady of the Moon, Lady of the Crescent Moon, Lady of the Sun, Lady of the Earth, Lady of Fire, Lady of Air, Lady of Water, the Lotus Bearing, of Great Wings, the Mistress of Arts, Lady of the Tablets, Lady of Healing, Isis, Mistress of the Words of Power, Isis of the North Wind, Breath of Life, Lady of the Waning Moon, Lady of the Waxing Moon, Lady of the Full Moon, who guides ebb and the flow of the tides, who guides the cresting waters, Mistress of the Universe, Protectress of Mothers, Protectress of Children, Protectress of Travelers, of the Budding Bow, of the Tender Crops, Goddess of Many Names, Lady of Rich of Names, She of 1,000 Names, Isis of 10,000 Names, Isis Mironimos, or Isis of the Myriad Names, Pluonimos, Isis of the Many Names, Polyonimos, the Many Named, Great Goddess, the Great Lady, the Divine One, the Holy One, Mother of the Universe, Oldest of the Old, First Offspring of Time, Queen of Heaven, Queen of the Universe, the Mighty Lady, the Mistress of All Things Forever, Lady of Eternity, Ruler of the World, Godmother, Parent of Things, All-Hearing, All-Seeing, Mistress of the World, Mother of God, Mother of the Gods, the One Who is All, Panthea, All Goddess, Isis Panthea, Most Great, Most Mighty One, Queen of the Gods, Greatest of the Gods, Highest of Deities, Goddess of All the Goddesses, Goddess of Greatest of the Gods and Goddesses, Foremost Heavenly Beings, Most Exalted of Deities. So there are 108 names of Isis, and Apu and I have been doing some research, and we have found many names for her, including these 458, which was given to him and then to me by Lady Linda Isles, an archpriestess of the Fellowship of Isis, fellowshipofisiscentral.com for more details on the fellowship. Another little thing about Isis that he found was prayer. Dua aset neteret weret nefer emhotep. And that means, hold on, let me pull it up here. Have it somewhere in my notes. It means Great Goddess Isis, or Hail Isis. Hold on a second, let me look it up here. It means Hail Isis, Great Goddess, Lady of Peace. Dua aset netret weret nefer emhotep. And so that's a little prayer that we can say every morning to Isis. And there is also another one here, which I will pull up in a moment here. Let me just get my notepad opened. Oh, my computer is running very slowly tonight. I do not know why. And this is a morning prayer to Isis, to the goddess Isis. Nehes, nehes, nehes. Awake, awake, awake. Nehes emhotep. Awake in peace. Neferu emhotep, Lady of Peace. Nevet hotepet, rise thou in peace. Weben emhotep, rise thou in beauty. Weben em Neferu, Goddess of Life. Nutjert en Ankh, beautiful in heaven. Nefer em Pet, heaven is in peace. Pet emhotep, earth is in peace. Tu emhotep, O Goddess, daughter of Nut. Nutjert sat Nut, sat Get, daughter of Geb. Merit Asar, beloved of Osiris. Nutjert Asha Renu, goddess of rich in names. I adore you, Lady Isis. So that is a morning prayer that I will be reciting. Oh, and hello to Afterfalv,
who just wandered in the chat room. Thank you for joining us, After 12. We've missed you. He's just getting in from work, apparently. And tonight, After 12, we have been talking about the goddess Isis and how she is very different from the terrorist organization who the media insists is called ISIS, but is actually called Daesh. And that is the only name from this point on that I will be using to refer to them. And there was also a meme going around that I will try to find again. I know I have it here somewhere. Ah, here it is. Thought it was here anyway. Nope, it went away on me again. Come on, this is ridiculous. My computer is not working very well, and I apologize for that. It seems that whenever I try to click on the bar to scroll down in the notifications window, which I hate, how this is set up, it doesn't want to scroll. Okay, here we go. I found it again. Oh, come on. Really? It's thinking that I'm clicking on something that I'm not clicking on, and it's really frustrating me right now. So just one moment, please, while I pull this up. Okay, here it is. Hi, I'm Isis, it said. Oh, and now the page refreshed. Wonderful. Hi there, my name is Isis. You have probably been hearing my name a lot lately on the news. This is because it has been hijacked by a group that is actually named Daesh. Please stop using my name when you are referring to Daesh. Please call Daesh by their name, not mine. Many blessings upon you. And that is also one of the pictures that I have running in tonight's episode, episode bar, I guess you could call it. But there are pictures that I could put in. And so... Oh, here we go. Apu had just given me an evening prayer. Hail Isis, glorious goddess. Day is done and the night has come. The sun is set and the stars emerge. This is the evening rite, the rite to end the day of light. Let your instrument sound your name, hailing you with all homage, Isis, glorious goddess. On the altar set to you, Isis, glorious goddess, and the nighttime incense rises, sweetly mixed. To put me in the mind of perceiving you, Isis, glorious goddess, who rises behind me like a flame of gold, and brushes my back with deft wings. I make open the nape of my neck to you. Let your portal welcome you, O Isis, great and glorious goddess. Up my hands and rise and hold the curved bow of exaltation, and rise once more to the sharp angle of invocation. Come, O great and glorious goddess. Come into the fullness of force and love. Let your garments for a moment clothe you, O Isis, goddess great and glorious. So that is an evening prayer to Isis, and it is also one that I will begin to say. Apu, if you can copy and paste that into my messenger on Facebook, that would be most helpful because I can't really copy and paste from the window, the chat room window. After Fove, they are not even appropriately named ISIL because they are claiming that they are an Islamic state, which has been disreputed again and again, and is not recognized by any country. They are not a state, they are a terrorist organization. And by saying Islamic state of such and such, or just Islamic state, we're giving them more power than they actually deserve. So that's why it's more appropriate to call them Daesh, because that is actually the acronym of their Islamic name, and it also means bigot. So he said that he also calls them those effing a-holes, which is appropriate, I must say. All right. I think I have covered everything that I wanted to cover tonight. So I'm going to play for the last 10 minutes a few songs, and then we will go ahead and close out. I just wanted to say that I love each and every one of you, and I hope you all are blessed in whatever you decide to do with your lives. Just do something. Be productive. Get out there and go for a walk, or go to the park and sit on a bench for a couple of hours. Synergy is running through you. Go for a walk on the beach. Go to the beach and sit on the shore and feel the waves as they lap over your feet and your hands and your thighs and your legs. Let the great goddess Isis enfold you in her mighty wings, and with this you can soar to the highest of heights. May you all be blessed, and may you blessed be. So now we're going to play a couple songs. I'm going to play S.J. Tucker and Big Bad Gina's Beats in My Salad. And then I will find a couple more songs for you guys to listen to until the end of our show. Thank you so much for listening tonight, and blessed be. Ama Aset. Ama Iset.
Put the spinach on the bottom, because that's where it starts. Pull the Kalamata olives and the artichoke hearts with your flaxseed waxing up in here. Vinaigrette, get it wet, all set to disappear. Yeah, word to the shrooms, tell them come on down. Sprinkle crunchy little gluten-free noodles around. Like poetry waiting in your salad bowl. Pretty local grown veggies make it good for the soul. Cucumbers, baby bean sprouts, avocado, get the shout out. And get your pomegranate seeds sprinkled on the top. Turn up. Up the beat so that salad goes pop. Beats in my salad, beats in my salad. I got beats in my salad, beats in my salad. I got beats in my salad, beats in my salad. I got beats. Those are natural foods in the local co-op. The salad bar is banging, yo, it just don't stop. Check out the fresh garlic and the edamame. It's a party on my plate, make my body say hey. You know we rock stars and we on the road. Don't want no fast food, no truck stop. We're in Trader Joe's or some Whole Foods. Where the people care about corn syrup, they don't sell it there. The farmer's market might be even the best. Freshest local produce, organic and blessed. If you know where you're going, look them up online. They make it so yum, 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 every time. Beats in my salad, beats in my salad. I got beats in my salad, beats in my salad. I got beats in my salad, beats in my salad. I got beats in my salad, beats in my salad. I got beats. Think twice about the can sitting on your shelf. Choose the farm-grown berries that you picked yourself. But take the kids to the market and get them some. Cause our babies need to know where their food comes from. Skip a trip to the super center up all night. You know the little local market's gonna do it up right. We got no food if we got no farm. So show the farmer some love when you go to get your salad. Always shopping in the sun in the market stalls. Where the fruits and the veggies really got it going on. I'm talking so many colors it'll make your head spin. First on soup and salad with your mama and them. You got to holla at your girls, holla at your boys. Everybody bringing over an ingredient of choice. Cause it's tribe and community that don't stop. Share the food, share the wealth, keep the love on top. I'm beast in my salad, beast in my salad. I got beast in my salad, beast in my salad. I got beast in my salad, beast in my salad. I got bubba beast, 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 beast. This is where you at, put the sister up. Salad in my face and chia seeds in my cup. Sister, where you at? Book a sister up. Salad in my face and chia seeds in my cup. Girl, you know we got the world salad glow. Brother, you know we got the world salad glow. Bubba beats in my salad, beats in my salad. I got beats in my salad, beats in my salad. I got beats in my salad, beats in my salad. I got bubba beats, 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 bubba beats. Some of us eat the meat, some of us eat the cheese. Some of us are vegan and I'm gluten free. I'm just a raw food movement where the veggies go crunch. On the grains we munch at dinner, snacks and brunch. Lucky us to have the food that fits our needs. But there's something else important and I gotta plant a seed. We cannot write this flow without telling the truth. But there are millions of people without enough food. Look around the globe and there's a worldwide fight for fair labor, equal pay and equal rights. It's not just far away, it's in our backyard too. Makes me sick that there are people here without enough food. No need to feel guilty, just recognize. Find your local food bank and pile the shelf high. We all become important when we realize our goal should be to figure out our role within the context of the whole. Can I just say, I'm a lucky girl, grateful and humble, wishing for the world. A big salad bar where we all could meet.
meet Colleen. I play tie with green and beets in my salad. Put the spinach on the bottom, cause that's where it starts. Pull the Kalamata olives and the artichoke hearts. Put your flaxseed wax in, up in here. Vinaigrette, get it wet, all set to disappear. Yeah, word to the shroom seller, come on down. Sprinkle crunchy little gluten-free noodles around. Like poetry, waiting in your salad bowl. Pretty local grown veggies make it good for the soul. Cucumber, baby bean sprouts, avocado, get a shout out. Get your pomegranate seed sprinkle on the top. Turn up the beat so the salad goes pop. Say, girl, you know, we got a world salad flow. Brother, you know, we got a world salad flow.
Word to your produce.
Yeah.
Oh.
Never.
And that was Castalia Alexandrian with Hearn. I just wanted to let you know the name of that song. And I hope that you take something, anything, a little piece of morsel with you throughout your day and your weeks as you listen to this show. And I hope you all have a wonderful night. It has been a great pleasure and a great honor to serve you in this capacity. Thank you and blessed be. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Sacred Divergence Radio with your hostess, Reverend Elizabeth and friends on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Have a topic for us to discuss on air? Connect with Reverend Elizabeth at sacreddivergenceradio@gmail.com and on Twitter at @sdivergence with hashtag #topichat. See you next week at 10 p.m. Eastern here on Sacred Divergence Radio and the Spiritual Unity Radio Network.